Okay, we're in Igaris Tshuva. We started last time Igaris Tshuva. Okay, there's two pages here of the Hebrew and English, because there's a lot of comments.
What page?
349 at the bottom, 180 on top. 180 on top. Okay, I'm just trying to, we didn't get too far down. Got a little bit, about midway. You know, we're going to stop, and we didn't learn this for almost 2 months already, this Tanya, so we'll just go quickly. Okay, Tanya Peres Seif Yuma, it says like this. The Braisa says at the end of Mesachtes Yuma, Shleisha Choluki Kapora, there's three types of forgiveness. Utshuvim Kolachad, and Tshuva comes with each one of them. Avir al-Mitzvah says, and this is all quoting of a Braisa. Avir al-Mitzvah says, Rishav, if a person transgresses a positive mitzvah, meaning he didn't daven, he didn't do lulav, he didn't do sukkah, he didn't put on tefillin, whatever. And he does tshuva, and zaz misham bat shemeichem lei. He doesn't move from there until he's forgiven, meaning you didn't put on tefillin, or you didn't daven, you didn't light Shabbos candles, whatever. The second you do tshuva, you're forgiven. Avir al-Mitzvah leisas v'shav. What happens if a person transgressed a negative commandment? They ate trei for whatever it is. Tshuva teila v'yem ha-kipurim mechaper. Then tshuva makes it hanging, so to speak, and your kippur forgives you. Okay? Now, in other words, until Yom Kippur, the forgiveness is tentative. Okay? So just based on this, it seems which mitzvah is more important, positive or negative? It would seem that negative is more important than positive. Positive, as soon as you do tshuva, you're forgiven. For negative transgression, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur, which implies that it's a harder level, it's more important. So the Alter Rebbe asks, in the parentheses is what the Alter Rebbe is adding over here. Alpha gav delin yikiyum, even though as far as fulfillment of the mitzvah, mitzvahs esig deyla shadeches leisas, there's a rule in halacha that if there's a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah, and the only way you could do the positive mitzvah is by transgressing the negative commandment, the positive mitzvah pushes off the negative commandment. The classic example, the Gemara says, is somebody needs a bris, okay, and there's leprosy on the area of the bris. Now there's a negative commandment in the Torah, you can't cut off leprosy. Somebody has a leprosy, you can't cut it off. Now the question is like this. The person needs a bris. There's leprosy on the bris area. So now the question is like this. If I don't cut the leprosy off, then it doesn't have a bris. If I cut the bris, do the bris, which is a positive mitzvah, then I'm transgressing a negative mitzvah. And there's no way I could do one without the next. So the Gemara says that halacha is the positive mitzvah pushes off the negative mitzvah. That means you do the bris, even though you're going to be transgressing a negative commandment. Okay? Or like the Kohanim wore the priestly garments, and the gartel, the avnet had shatness in it, which you're not allowed to wear, but because the Torah says you have to wear the avnet, it pushes away the negative commandment of shatness. There's a lot of cases in the Gemara that esed deichalei sasa, which implies that a positive mitzvah is stronger than a negative mitzvah. But we just got through saying that the tshuva for a negative commandment is harder than the tshuva for a positive commandment. So which one is? So the Alter Rebbe says, even though as far as fulfillment, positive in the pushes away the negative mitzvah, why is that? Hainu mishum shaydei kiyum mitzvah saseh, by fulfilling the positive mitzvah, mamshich er v'shefa b'elim asoyenim. He reveals godliness. Remember, you do a positive mitzvah, we learn to reveal godliness in the world. So because the positive mitzvah reveals godliness in the world, ma'ar de sein tzabar, like it says in the Zayat, Ramach Pikudim, the 248 positive mitzvahs, are the 248 limbs of Hashem. What does a limb do? A limb of a person brings down the neshama, into the power of the neshama. What does the eye do? The neshama is the power to see, right? You have an eye, so the neshama's power of sight comes into the eye. Therefore, you do a mitzvah, there's godliness. You want godliness to be revealed in the world. The mitzvah is the vehicle, the vessel for the mitzvah to be revealed in the world. V'gam al nafshi olikis, not only does it bring godliness into the world, but even on himself, like we say, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvesov, right? God commanded us. That's as far as doing a mitzvah. Avale inyan tshuva, when it comes to the concept of doing tshuva though, even though by a positive mitzvah, he's forgiven. Okay, let me explain this outside. It's very simple. There's passive sinning, and there's action sinning. Active sinning and passive sinning. If I don't light candles, I don't put on tefillin. Yeah? I didn't actively rebel against Hashem. I just didn't do what I was supposed to. It's called passive rebellion. If the Torah says don't eat treif, and I eat treif, that's an active act of rebellion against Hashem. Correct? So, as far as an aveda, which means rebellion against Hashem, a negative commandment is more rebellion because it's active. The Torah says don't do it, and I do it. That's an action actively going against Hashem. Hashem says, put on tefillin, ben shlulav, whatever, daven, whatever it may be. So, okay, I didn't do it. I'm not actively rebelling, I'm passively rebelling. Okay? So therefore, the tshuva is greater, more difficult. You need tshuva and Yom Kippur when it comes to a negative commandment. By a positive mitzvah, because rebellion is not so strong, as soon as I say I'm sorry, I'm done. But, there's a negative aspect to that. And that is like this. I'm going to use coarse examples just to get the point across. When you do an aveda, you eat treif, okay? You get dirty. You actively did a sin against Hashem. You get spiritually dirty, but you get dirty. Okay? When I get cleansed, that's it. I'm clean. Right? I'm sorry. I did the act. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm sorry. I get cleaned. Tshuva is cleanliness, getting clean, and it's gone. If I don't put on tefillin Monday morning, okay, which is passive rebellion, not active. I just didn't do it. Okay, so now I do tshuva and say, you know what? From now on, every day I'm going to put on tefillin. Okay. The problem is, Monday's tefillin, you're never going to get back. Huh? Because even if I put on tefillin from now on, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, but today's Monday's tefillin, even though I get forgiven, is not that mikomakim ha'or neder, the revelation of godliness is missing because tshuva can't do that. Okay, now in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe doesn't speak. It's sefer shulbeninim. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya speaks to the masses. Okay, in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe speaks about tshuva that cannot make the undone done. If I didn't put on tefillin Monday morning, that's undone. Normal tshuva cannot make the undone done. Okay? There is a level of tshuva that is so great, it can make the undone done. That means even though I didn't put on tefillin, and seemingly, how can I ever get that back? That day is gone. It's in the history books. There is a lofty level of tshuva that can make Mondays undone tefillin done. But the Alter Rebbe does not speak about that in Tanya. The classic example Chassidus gives for this type of tshuva is this famous guy, Reb Elazar ben Dodaya. You know, he was every prostitute in the world, and he did every aveda. And then, it was the prostitute that got him to do tshuva, by the way. And he said, he came to the Gemara says he went to the mountains, said, help me. Mountain said, go fly a kite. He went to the ocean, help me. And he went all over the place. Nobody wanted to help him do tshuva. And the Mefarshim explained who are the mountains, who are the valley, you know, the Ovis, the Mois, there's a Rami Pragan, very interesting stuff. Finally he said, okay, nobody's helping me, it's only up to me. So Gemara says, he put his head between his knees, v'gor nafshi b'pchia, his soul left the body crying, level of tshuva. Okay? The Gemara says, his soul left the body. He did such a level of tshuva. Yatzis a baskar. A voice came out from heaven. It said like this. Rebbe Elazar, not only Elazar ben Dodaya. He was a lowlife. Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya has a share in Olam Haba. The Gemara said, Bocha Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi cried. And he said, we have to work our whole life to Gan Eden, to get there. And this guy got it, Yashkein Elomi B'Sha'achas, he got it with 1 second. Okay? So Chassidus asked the question, okay, so he was cleansed for all the Averis he did, but he didn't do mitzvahs, he didn't do positive mitzvahs, how does he get to Gan Eden? You need positive mitzvahs to get to Gan Eden. Okay, the evil he was cleansed for, they gave him a big shower, you know? But he didn't put on, he didn't do the positive mitzvahs. How in the world can he go to Olam Haba if he didn't do positive mitzvahs? So Chassidus explains, his level of tshuva was so great that it made all the undone positive mitzvahs as if they were done. And therefore he was ready for Olam Haba. But that level of tshuva the Alter Rebbe does not talk about in Tanya. Because Tanya Sefer Shobain in him. He's talking to me and you. Ain't talking to the guys out, the great guys out there. He's talking to the regular people.
So, Taki, how did he enter Gan Eden without levushim?
That's what I'm saying. His level of tshuva made the undone as if he did it. But that is a very, very lofty level of tshuva. That's the concept of Danis Nasi Kazaki is that Vedas became mitzvahs. So then, but here the Alter Rebbe says like this. So from one, we're talking, the problem is, here in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe seems, from the Gemara comes out, tshuva of a negative commandment is harder than tshuva for a positive mitzvah. A positive mitzvah is more important than it pushes away a negative mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe says like this. As far as the rebellion, active rebellion, negative commandment, is worse than passive rebellion of not doing a positive mitzvah. As far as, but even then, the Alter Rebbe says, even then, when you do tshuva and you're forgiven for the passive rebellion of not doing the mitzvah that you were supposed to do, but nevertheless the kedusha that you should have had, you still don't get. So tshuva forgives you on the rebellion aspect. But what you could have accomplished, unless if it's this lofty level of tshuva, you don't get. You don't get it. So therefore, from one side, we say positive mitzvahs are stronger, they push away a negative commandment. From the opposite side, so the tshuva of a negative commandment is harder. Well, commandment is out middle of the page, a little bit above me. Commandment is out, the Gemara says, on the pasuk, mu'uvis la'yuchal iskein, a crookedness, there's a pasuk Shlomo HaMelech says, there's a crookedness that you can't fix. Okay, what does that mean? The Gemara says, a guy missed Shema in the evening or in the morning, right? He didn't do it. So the Gemara says, Okay, he did tshuva. From now on, he's going to be doing the Shema. Right? But ain't shuvasim me'elis l'sakim ha'shibitul pamachas. But the time you missed, that you're not going to get back. Right? So therefore, as far as fulfillment goes, positive mitzvah is more important because that brings down elokus into the world. We explained in the past, by the way, why is there no bracha on a negative commandment? There's no bracha on any negative commandment. Right? You're about to speak juicy lashon hara, and all of a sudden, you get this tshuva coming from somewhere, and you don't do it, there's no bracha shekichonu b'mitzvei tzitzvonu not to speak lashon hara. Huh? Maybe a bracha in vain, probably, anyway. But why isn't there a bracha negative commandment? Because negative commandments don't bring kedusha into the world. Action, positive mitzvahs, bring kedusha. We learned this not long ago. Positive mitzvahs, action, brings kedusha into the world. If I don't eat treif, I'm not doing anything that's going to bring kedusha into the world. So how can I make a bracha shekichonu b'mitzvaysev that we became sanctified? I don't become holy by not eating chazer. What happens is, if I do eat chazer, if I do eat treif, then I strengthen evil. In other words, there's good and bad. What feeds evil? Our actions. If we don't sin, we don't eat treif. So treif has no vitality, has no chayis, it has no strength, because we're not feeding it. When a person who has a neshama, kedusha, eats treif, so they're giving kedusha into evil, they're strengthening evil. So when we don't eat, or we don't speak, or we don't think, or whatever, you know, the three thought, speech, and action, so what happens is, we weaken evil. But there's no kedusha coming into the world, so you can't make a brach on it. The same thing, the Alter Rebbe says now. But when you transgress active rebellion, through this that you actively brought impurity on yourself, filth, spiritual filth, on yourself, you make a blemish up there, in the origin, in the place where it was carved out from, Levushim the Yitzfiras Datsilas in the 10 Sfiras of Atsilas. Of Asiya. Not Atsilas, of Asiya. Like it says in Tikkun Ezayar, Levushis Tikinas line. You have made garments for them. Diminayu Porchen Nishmasin Levne Nosha, from which the Nishamis come fly into the people. So therefore the rebellion is worse. Correct? Because you're actively rebelling against Hashem. There's no forgiveness for your soul. And not even in their spiritual realms. Put him into Yom Kippur. To get rid of the impurity you brought into the world and on yourself, tshuva is not enough. You need Yom Kippur, which is because of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, it cleanses us. And again, because it's an active rebellion, the tshuva is more difficult. The passive rebellion of not keeping a positive mitzvah, the rebellion is less, but the downside of it is the kedusha that mitzvah that you didn't do, what you would have gotten, now you don't have it. So that's the difference. And you don't get forgiven, like it says in the Pasuk. What happens on Yom Kippur? V'chiper al HaKadosh. You are forgiven on the holiness, mitumeis b'nei Yisrael. Okay? You will be forgiven on the holy places and the impurity of the Jews, umipisheim, for their intentional sins. Lifnei Hashem titoru. Before God, you'll become purified. Lifnei Hashem daika, meaning higher than the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei represents world, the 10 spheres. Yom Kippur reaches a level of the essence of the Jew and the essence of Hashem. And therefore Yom Kippur can cleanse the blemish, the active rebellion blemish that you created on yourself by transgressing your negative commandment. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining why it's not a contradiction between what's more important, positive or negative. In certain things, positive are more important because it brings down Kedusha, and therefore, even though the tshuva is weak, less, but you're still not going to get the Kedusha that you should have gotten, negative commandment, the rebellion, is more, and therefore you're going to have that issue. Lachain, he says like this, Ein lilmid mikan, therefore you shouldn't learn any leniency. Shum kulachas shalom b'mitzvah sasei. Okay, so a guy will say, you know what? A positive mitzvah is less rebellion than a negative mitzvah. Big deal. It's not a big rebellion. So you shouldn't learn any leniency. Ubefrat, not to learn Torah, which is a positive mitzvah. But Adrab, on the contrary, Amar Azal, the Gemara says, that Hashem pardons, Vita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem forgives and pardons idolatry, adultery, and murder, even though the punishments are Kodesh and Mises Bezdin, that Bezdin kills you, or Hashem kills you, but V'levitet al bitul tamater, but God doesn't forgive for not learning Torah. God doesn't forgive for not learning Torah. Oh, don't count your blessings, you're a woman. You don't have that obligation. And the first page of Tanya, not against it, the first page of Tanya, he calls the Gemara, Devar Hashem Baza, a person that doesn't learn Torah, shames the word of Hashem, he cuts the curse, should be cut off.
But it says when you save a life, it's like, some murder's okay, but when you save a life, you've done more in the world than even Torah.
Yeah, but learning Torah, God doesn't forgive for people not doing it. Not learning.
If it's not a voice,
what?
Do the voice know that?
They learn this. They say chitas.
What if it's not, yeah, but saying it and learning it are two different things.
No. Learning it and living it is three different things.
Yeah. That too.
What is not every day?
What? A person depends on obligation. This doesn't apply to women, by the way. Yeah, but a person has an obligation to learn a whole day and he learns 10 minutes, so then he's shaming the word of Hashem. According to Halacha, men have an obligation to learn Torah 24/7. The Torah says, okay, that's the halacha. You have to learn Torah. Vagisa b'yayma v'layla. A man, not women. Women have plenty of obligation to learn, by the way. They have to learn all the dinim they need to know, and the Rebbe says it's enough for a few lifetimes. But the obligation of learning Torah as learning Torah, a man has an obligation according to halacha 24/7. Straight. Hashem says, okay, time off for sleeping, time off for eating, time off for business, time off for... But any spare minute, you have an... And if you don't, it shows that Hashem's Torah is meaningless. Divide Hashem Baza, and therefore Hashem said, I'm not forgiving you. The Rebbe's secretary, Binyam Klein, used to say, the Rebbe would walk into his room after davening, whatever it was, that everybody threw down his hat and already took a seva and was learning. It was like, there was no seconds that he wasn't doing things. Okay. So far, the Alter Rebbe quoted 5 lines from a braisa and the rest of it was this explanation of positive mitzvah. Next, the Gemara, the braisa says like this. 5 lines from the end of the page. Overall, criticism is, okay. Positive mitzvah, as soon as you do tshuva, you're forgiven. Negative mitzvah, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. Of our krisis and mises bezdin, what happens, you transgress a sin, which is punishment, either the courts kill you, like desecration of Shabbos or other things, or Hashem kills you, eating on Yom Kippur, whatever these things would be, then it's worse tavedis, right? It's worse. Tshuva v'yema kippurim teilim. Then, tshuva and Yom Kippur make it attempted, the temporary hanging, so to speak. The yisurim memarkim and punishment cleans it. Okay? Then, tshuva is tentative, Yom Kippur is tentative, The only thing that cleanses you is punishment. There's a fourth level that the Alter Rebbe says there's three. Positive, negative, and then the capital punishment sins. The Braise over there in the Gemara Yuma says a fourth category that Alter Rebbe doesn't bring down. And he says, for Chilul Hashem, desecration of Hashem's name, Tshuva is not enough, Yom Kippur is not enough, suffering is not enough, only getting killed for desecration of God's name. Tshuva is not enough, Yom Kippur is not enough, punishment is, suffering is not enough, only death redeems that. So he says like this, what is Memarkin? Memarkin means cleanse. He says, Geim Memarkapada, it finalizes their forgiveness. It's an expression of cleaning and polishing. To polish the soul. Like we said, the soul becomes filthy spiritually. Okay? Soul becomes dirty, impure, so you need to cleanse it. Certain things need bigger cleansings, and then you need to shine it. Ki kapara, what does kapara mean? What does forgiveness mean? Lashon kinuach is an expression of cleaning, shemekaneach lichlo chachet. Forgiveness, the Alter Rebbe defines, what does forgiveness mean? It cleans the dirt, the impurity of the sin. That's what kapara means. Kapara means not forgiveness. Forgiveness means you are clean. That means all the impurities on you are done. Shenema, where do we see this? That you need also punishment. Upakadati b'shevet pisham. Hashem says, I'll remember them with a stick, meaning I'm going to punish them. Uvenegoyim avenam, and with leprosy, I'm going to fix their deeds. Akan loshen abraisa. You might have to turn two pages because you had two pages in the one thing. Akan to 353 at the bottom. Tzadik Aleph on top. Akan loshen abraisa. This is what the Alter Rebbe. This is what the braisa. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining, and again, as we mentioned last time, we learned Igeres HaTshuva. The purpose of Igeres HaTshuva is a part of Tanya. Tanya is Karev Elach Adavim Eid, is very close and easy for a person to serve Hashem in thought, speech, and action. Igeres HaTshuva, the Rebbe explains, is a part of Tanya. The whole purpose of Igeres HaTshuva is to show how close and easy and possible it is for every single Jew to do tshuva. So first, Alter Rebbe started off just quoting the Brice and explaining the Brice. There's three levels of forgiveness. There's positive mitzvah, you do tshuva, you're forgiven. Negative mitzvah, you need the tshuva and Yom Kippur. Kodesh mitzvah, the capital punishment ones, it's a worse sin, you need much more. You need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and punishment. Suffering. That's when you get cleansed. And Alter Rebbe doesn't even mention the fourth one for whatever reason it is. He doesn't mention about Chilul Hashem. But this is all, and now, obviously not starting today, but the Alter Rebbe now is going to explain what tshuva really means and how every Jew could do tshuva, and the whole concept of the way the world describes tshuva is wrong. The world defines tshuva repentance, fasting, suffering, all that stuff. And the Alter Rebbe explains that's not what tshuva means at all. It doesn't mean repentance, and it doesn't mean fasting, and it doesn't mean suffering. It means returning. And the whole Igeres HaTshuva, okay, starting from where we're up to now onward, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain what happens when a person sins, and therefore where they end up, and how they need to be returned. But the tshuva, the kind of tshuva, the hay gets lost and it needs to be returned. Okay.
The suffering is here in the physical world or after 120 years?
Here, Bepashtis. Here.